This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
A 20-year-old Melbourne, Arkansas man has been charged with two counts of second-degree sexual assault in Izard County Circuit Court. Sheriff Tate Lawrence said his office has charged Joseph Edward Brown with having sexual intercourse on at least two occasions with a minor, a 13-year-old female. The sheriff said Brown admitted he knew she was only 13 prior to initiating sexual intercourse with her. Sheriff Lawrence said Brown remains in jail in lieu of a $25,000 bond. Also, Sheriff Tate Lawrence said his office has charged an 18-year-old Melbourne man with two counts of selling illegal drugs, both felonies. The sheriff said 18-year-old Donta W. Lindsay sold marijuana to undercover agents on two occasions, once at a fast food restaurant in Melbourne and another time out in the county. Lindsay posted bond the day of his arrest and was assigned a date to appear in Izard County Circuit Court to answer to those charges. Also, Sheriff Lawrence said he expects to soon make criminal mischief arrest involving the shattering of glass front doors at Mark's Pharmacy in Dennis Lube and the cracking of the front door of Skeeter's in Melbourne. Lawrence said he was awaiting crime lab information. And he noted that an Izard County man who lives in Franklin was arrested on rape charges from another county. Sheriff Tate Lawrence says 48-year-old Justin L. McQuarrie was taken into custody by a warrant for his arrest out of Jonesboro. Craighead County authorities took McQuarrie into custody last Friday. Funeral services are set for Wednesday morning for a longtime Batesville businessman. Noel Curley Sims died at his home Saturday morning. He was 77 years old. Mr. Sims owned and operated Sims Wholesale Grocery, which has been in business since 1933. He was active in the community, having served on the Citizens Bank Board of Directors for 34 years and the White River Medical Center Board for many years. Sims was also an active member of the First Baptist Church. He is survived by his wife of 53 years, George Ann Robinson Sims of the Home, a son, Noel Robinson Sims of Batesville, and Georgette King Sims of Little Rock, a brother, Terry Sims, and three nephews. He was preceded in death by his parents and a brother, Keith Sims, and a niece, Teresa. Visitation is Tuesday night between 6 and 8 p.m. at Roller Crouch Funeral Home. Funeral services will be 11 o'clock Wednesday morning at the First Baptist Church with burial at Oaklawn Cemetery in Batesville. And law enforcement authorities say three men drowned on Saturday during separate incidents on Arkansas waterways. A European exchange student drowned while swimming with friends on Beaver Fork Lake, while a man drowned in the White River in Madison County. Meanwhile, a 50-year-old North Little Rock man died at a Hot Springs hospital after being found face down in Lake Washita. And also a Russellville man died yesterday morning after he fell about 50 feet from an Interstate 540 bridge.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.